let's begin. We're going to pick up in the middle of Tosos, Shiny Hossam. Menhei Amin Beis. Menhei Amin Beis, Tosos, Shiny Hossam. Where? Menhei Amin Beis, Tosos, Diramasos, Shiny Hossam. In the middle of that Tosos, you'll see it's V'noshim, right? V'lo L'nyan Chova. V'noshim Tzorach Iyan. V'noshim Tzorach Iyan.
Im Yotso, Pukam
Hazimla. Good.
Shalom Hashim.
Shal.
Shal Hashim.
Yeah.
Hashanim.
Good.
Me'achar.
Me'achar.
Me'achar She'en Mevino.
She'en Mevino. Since they don't understand, maybe there's grounds to say that they can't be Yotze with what they're listening to.
So just by saying Me'achar, they're...
Me'achar, since.
Me'achar, since. Okay, that's... Me'achar She'en Mevino. V'yesh Mevi'in Raya.
Good.
She'yotso.
See what you did there? That was good. You took a second. You didn't just speak through it. You looked at it first. You thought what made sense. And then you said it the way you thought it made the best sense. You didn't just
rush through it.
Very good. Yes, you're doing much better.
Yes.
Mida Omar, what's the raya? Mida Omar
le Kaman. Le Kaman, later on.
Perfect.
Sofer Mivarech for Bo Yotze.
Good. What does that mean?
The scholar is making the bracha and the boor and the Ken, ignoramus is Yotze.
It's very highfalutin language, but yeah, the scholar and the ignoramus, one can be motzi the other. Good. So since we know that there's precedent to allow for Sofer making the bracha and the boor being Yotze, maybe it can bring a raya, not necessarily that it's a direct parallel, but that a man can make the blessing, men can make the zimun, and the woman will be yotze. Even though she doesn't understand.
Hanashim yotzot bebirkat hamazon.
Shalonu.
Shalonu, right.
What is yotze?
Three lines down from the airplane.
We're doing with it.
Thank you. Mihu. However.
Mihu, yes lidchot.
Yes lidchot oto raya.
Ota raya.
Good. You could push off that raya. Yesh lidchot ota raya.
Raya.
You could push off that raya. That same raya that they tried to bring, you could basically show that it's not a good raya.
Dishani hatam.
No.
Sorry. Dishani bor.
Good.
Shemivin belashon hakodesh. V'yodea ketzat. My kamar.
Good, my kamar. Stop. In the case of the bor, maybe to my bor who he understands when you speak to him, he understands when you say things, but he doesn't necessarily know how to do it on his own. In other words, he's learning to a point. He understands things to a point, but he can't express it himself. So that might be different than a woman who doesn't even understand when you're reading things, when you're saying things, what it is that she's hearing. That's what Tosos is trying to suggest now. There might be a difference. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she has some kind of understanding.
She has no understanding, the assumption is.
Right. Based on that, depends.
Go ahead. So maybe there's a difference between the two cases. Yeah, maybe you could say Echad Motzias Chavero, but who says that would work for women with if they don't have no understanding? I mean, that's an assumption that he's making now. So what do we say about that?
That's my comment about Eino Yodea Levare about Nashim She'ina Mevinot Klal Matzi Lameimar.
But
good, Matzi Lameimar. Maybe you'll say about them. There's room to say. There's grounds to say.
There's grounds to say that they can.
There's grounds to say that they can't. They cannot.
No, but if they
he's pushing
understand.
Off. He's pushing off the right. He wants to say maybe the boar understands. He just can't formulate on his own, right?
Right.
He needs the transliteration. He can't say it. He doesn't know how to read, but he understands. When you say something, he understands what the words mean.
Right. But a woman doesn't.
But maybe a woman doesn't understand anything. Maybe she won't be able to be yotze.
Right.
Aval eino yodei levarich. Aval noshim sheim levinos klal motzi lemeima de lo nafki.
De lo nafki.
That they're not yotzos. You're making this a lot more difficult than it is, and I think it's partially because. I see that you have a question, but your question seems to be a little bit misplaced. This is a very basic idea. We didn't say anything to deep here. It's a very basic distinction that Tosa is making.
Very good.
I'm not sure why you're struggling with it. It's because you're distracted and you're thinking about something else.
No, really not.
You don't see the difference between someone who understands and someone who doesn't understand. And Tosa says that one, well, maybe he could be Yotze because he understands. He just can't express it on his own. This person who can't express and doesn't understand, maybe she's not Yotze. It's very straightforward.
No,
you understand.
Right.
Now you have a different question unrelated to this?
Yeah.
Okay, yafeh. What's your question unrelated to this?
I mean, it's related to
it. Wow. Go ahead. Now Lamshi.
What could possibly hear?
But we're making an assumption by the woman that we're not making. We're making an assumption about the woman that we're not making about
by the boar. He's saying maybe the type of boar that we're talking about, is this type of boar. You're right, he's making an assumption about the scholarship of women at that time. Scholarship of women at that time was such that they didn't have any shaykh. Let me finish, please. They didn't have any shaykh for Lashon HaKodesh. So they couldn't speak it, they didn't necessarily understand it. But a boor doesn't necessarily need to be a person who's wholly unfamiliar. It could just be, we mentioned yesterday, you know, the other guy's a Baal Tshuva, he's becoming more advanced in his studies. So he understands when you say something, what it means, because he's heard it a million times. He doesn't know how to use that term on his own. He can, you know, sometimes you hear people say things and you know it's something sounds wrong about the way they're using it. They're trying very hard to throw certain words around. It just doesn't sound natural, right? Or it doesn't sound like it's being pronounced properly. You can't get the chuz out. You know what I mean? So you could have someone like that. He's still, you've been there, you said? Okay. So there are people that are at that level. But a woman who's, you know, not even up to that, she doesn't know how to express the terminology. Maybe you'd say, she doesn't understand when people are saying, because she's never heard these things before. She doesn't hang out in the Beis Medrash. That's not her area. So she's never heard these terms. And like, all right, today it might be different. You're right, you wouldn't have this question. You wouldn't have this question today.
I'm just asking why they would make the assumption that he does.
Because that was the nature of people at that time. There were men that had varying degrees of familiarity. As a general rule, women were unfamiliar.
Yeah, just the term boar kind of seems like something that women understand.
Right. That's what we're being introduced to here, that there are different levels of boorishness, if you will. Yeah. Boorish, yeah. Good. Good. Go ahead, right there.
Boar used in the concept of nothing with Shamani. Right, Shani, boar, Levin, Blasphemy, Kodesh. Yodea, Kitab, and my comma. About Inu Yodea, Levarech. About Inu Yodea, Levarech. About Nashim Shemiran Levino Tchal Matzi Lemeira to Lo Nafke.
Maybe it's the Nayotze. There's grounds to say the Nayotze.
Right. Bahada Amar Megillah.
This is important. This is important.
Daf Yud Zayin Loez Shishama Ashuri Yatsa Pirsume Nisa.
What does that mean? I'm just looking up at me. What does it mean?
It means a woman is allowed to loish shama ashuit yetsa.
Slow. What does that mean? What is a loes?
Someone
who speaks a foreign tongue. Good. Yeah. Laaz.
Right.
Maza laaz. Lashon amzar. Right. Laaz. Lashon amzar. So loes. Someone who is not an ez. But someone who is a loes is someone who speaks Lashon Laz, speaks Lashon Amzar. So someone who is familiar with another tongue, Shashama Ashurit, what does that mean?
That he
heard Hebrew. He heard Hebrew. He heard the thing it said in Hebrew.
Ashurit? It's Hebrew?
Yeah, in this context it means Hebrew.
Excuse me?
In this context.
In this context?
Oh. Right, when we speak about Ksav Ashurit, Ksav Ashurit is what we call...
I know, there's... So-called square type.
Yeah.
Microphone came out.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You have one more line left. Yatsa. Say it with Yatsa. Maybe you'll say, one second. Why is it? Why is it? Why is it that just because you hear the Megillah in the language in which it's written, Ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh, why would you say that you're Yotzei? That Gemara seems to argue against what we're saying. Over here, you want to tell me that someone who doesn't understand, says Tosos, maybe shouldn't be Yotzei. Woman shouldn't be Yotzei because she doesn't understand. Because I'll tell you that's different than the Bor case. You'll ask me, what about the case of Megillah? Right, you'll ask me, what about the case of Megillah? Over there, the Gemara says that a person who is a Loez, who hears Ashuris, can nonetheless be Yotzei. How can that be, based on what we're presenting here? So we have to distinguish, yet again. And what does Tosfos say? What do Tosfos say? No? Ata lo iti?
No.
No, ata makom acher. Hello. What is the deal?
No, I'm just I can figure it out. I just need two seconds.
There's three cases here, basically. Three case types. There's the boor, there's the woman, and now we're bringing in the case of the loez. So Tosfos wants to distinguish between the boor and the woman and say, yeah, boor, who has some understanding, what does he say? Mevin b'miktzat, what's his lashon? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over the yawning. Yodeh ktzat. Yodeh ktzat, he understands a little bit, he knows a little bit, right? He could throw around some terms, he understands what it means when you say certain things. As opposed to the woman, doesn't understand at all. Now what about the loez? Loez speaks Spanish. Now he comes into shul and hears the Megillah reading read in Lashon HaKodesh. Now what? Why is he Yotzei? She say, oh, he doesn't understand. He's a Spanish speaker. Okay?
It's no Medina.
He would be in the category of Lo Meivin Klal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the assumption.
Okay.
If he speaks another language and he's not familiar with this one, he's not from around here, then what? Why should it be Yotzei? So what did Tosfos say? The reason is for that. The Gemara says, you know why that is? Because over there we're dealing with a different type of mitzvah. Over there, the whole reason for reading the Megillah is to bring about Pesumei Nisa. And maybe reading the Megillah in its original text is de facto Pesumei Nisa. So if a person is there to hear the reading of the Megillah, even it's a little bit strange at the moment to consider this. Even if he doesn't understand it, it's still somehow an experience of Pesumei Nisa. He's involved in Pesumei Nisa even though he doesn't understand what's being read. Okay? And that's what Tosa says would be a distinguishing factor. And really, it's based on the Gemara Megillah over there. Shaini Kedamrin Halsam Adafir Chesam Ralph. For example, the Gemara says, Ha'ach Shtarnim B'nei HaRamachim. No one knows. That's the problem. Miyadina Mainihu. No, who knows what that means? The Gemara says, well, we don't know what that means. What exactly is that? Well, okay, if there's one part of the Megillah no one understands, then why should it be different than the rest of the Megillah? So this guy doesn't understand the rest of the Megillah.
Oh, it's actually a part of the Megillah.
We don't really know how to teach it. We don't know the exact teach
really?
Of it. I don't know how they translate it in English, but there's some uncertainty as to the exact teach of those words. So if that's the case, what's the difference between a few words and the rest of the Megillah? He doesn't understand all the Megillah. He knows we're reading the story of Purim. What this means, what these words particular mean? No idea.
So that has to do with the nature of the mitzvah.
Yes, that's what it was. Exactly.
Because the nature of the mitzvah is not one that you necessarily need. It necessitates Havana.
Havana, exactly. But let's get back into this issue. Let's take the basic question of Yodea v'miktas or Eina Mevinos Klal. Right? Are there other opinions here? And then once we see what the other opinions are, maybe we could try to compare and contrast them. Okay? Isaac, are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. Could you give out some of these Megillahs, please?
Oh. I only have two.
Oh, we only have two?
Yep. You want to come up here?
You go ahead. I got it online.
Take a look at the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes, Lois Sheshama HaMegillah Ba'ashuris, that case over there.
Okay, hold on.
Oops. I know, maybe share with Dr. J. I need it tomorrow. Can you share with Dr. J?
Oh, yeah.
So can you give me one of the...
Gosh. Yeah,
I'll take one.
Share
I'll
with Dr. J.
Use the big one between the two of you. The Mishnah Yudzayin Amud Aleph.
That's 17, right?
Dr. J, we're going to share.
17A, yes.
That's okay.
First I have to find... Oh.
Oh, no, that's oh, okay.
17A. Yudzayin Amud Aleph.
The Mishnah.
Yeah, we don't have to be the whole Megillah. Just let's just.
We don't have to be the whole
Megillah. Exactly,
Nachon. Hate those very good. Text from
four, it's four lines down. The Haloi Shashama Ashurit Yatzah. See that?
Yeah.
All right, take a look at Rashi.
One is not Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah by reading it in the following ways. Is that it?
Yeah, but you know what? The Rashi, the previous case. Excuse me, one second. Akoris Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa Kara Alpe Kara Targum
Halosh Lo Yatsa
Aval Koronasa Lidlo Azis Lidlo Azut Belaz Vahaloish Shema Shurit Yatsa. So what's that case? Lidlo Azut. Rashi says Kol Shein Aloshana Kodesh Nikra Laz Lekam Parach Vahai Amrit Kara Bchalosh Lo Yatsa.
Could read it to a Laz. Wait, no, sorry. One may read it in Laz to a Loes.
Right. If you read it in a language the person understands, then that's okay. Now, like the Chiddush is that you could read it in Lashon HaKodesh to a person that speaks Laz and be Yotze.
A Loes who heard us.
But if you read it in another language, let's say you read it in another language. You have the case now. Loes, who hears the Megillah in Ashuris, is Yotze. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't understand. Let's say now you read to a Spaniard in a different language. I don't know. You read it in French. That's no good. You read it in a language that he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh either. He doesn't understand Ashuris. That's different.
Because we hold it to like a...
Yeah.
Irish language.
Nachon. We'll have to flush it out a little bit. The case
is where you read Ashuris to.
You speak Spanish, but I read to you the Megillah in French. No good. You speak Spanish, but I read to you in Ashuris. That is good.
Okay.
So maybe you'll try to bring a proof from here that I don't need to understand. No, because when it's in other languages, it's not good. Right? It's not good. Something special about Lashon HaKodesh, since the mitzvah is Pirsum Hanes. When I read a Lashon HaKodesh, somehow that's enough to fulfill my obligation to be involved.
Even if you don't understand.
Even if you don't understand it. That's right. I mean, that's an interesting idea. Maybe we'll take it. It's very strong. We'll take it up in a separate discussion. But right now, I just sort of want to focus on the issue over here.
A little too far.
So now, let's go on to the Gemara's discussion of this piece. Let's stay in Megillah for the moment. Let's keep it in Megillah for a moment. The Gemara picks up with this particular question on the Yirches. You want to just turn to Yirches? It's about 10 lines up on Yirches Amud Aleph. Two lines. Actually, there are two dots. The Haloi Shashama. Maybe 11 lines up. Haloi Shashama. It's the end of the line. The Haloi Shashama. Matthew, see it? Why don't you read? Matthew, do the honors for us.
What is it?
The Haloi Shashama.
The Haloi Shashama. Ashuri? Yeah, Ashuri. Yasa.
Right? If he read it in Ashur, it's...
So, go ahead. That's from the Mishnah. You didn't say anything great.
The Halo
Yada Maika Ami. Question. You gotta read it like a question.
The Halo
Yada Maika Ami. What kind of business is this? Right. How could it be Yotze? You don't understand what's being said to you.
Right.
Midei Dehava Noshim Vamei Aretz. It's similar to a case where you try... Should be similar to a case where you're trying to have people and those people who understand the people who don't understand being multi one another. Good. Maskefla Ravina. Atuanan. What about the average person? What about the everybody? Ha'ach Shtarnim. B'nei Ramachim. Miyadinan. Who knows? Who knows what that means? Right. Do we really know what that means?
Nobody.
So you want to tell me that you have a problem because these people don't understand? I'll show you that we all have this problem. No one knows what these words mean.
Well, that's good. Is that really like good?
That's not a good? He's just saying we don't really have a clear idea what the words mean.
But so what? I mean, you have like a general idea.
By the way.
Well, let's just finish the Gemara for 1 second, then we'll take all the tangential comments. All right, miyadina. Ella says the Gemara mitzvahs kriya upirsume nisa hacha. I'm sorry, upirsume nisa hacha nami mitzvahs kriya upirsume nisa.
Nami mitzvah kriya upirsume upirsume.
In other words, you could produce kriya and you can produce the accompanying Pursume Nisa. Look at Rashi. Afo pisha ein yodin ma'i shashomin. Sholon asa shomin. Vomer ma'hiya kriya azu. Ve'echaya nis. Umodin lehen. Rashi says, you know, okay, they don't really know what the words mean, but they'll say, hey, well, what's going on here? What are we talking about here? What are we reading? They'll say, okay, we're reading the story of the Megillah, how the Jews were saved during the time of Mordechai and Esther. Okay, great. Now we have Pursume Nisa. The words themselves are not as important.
That's all you have to say?
No, you have the chiyuv to hear the Megillah.
Right, but I'm
saying. But as far as whether a person understands every word or not, we see it's not as important as knowing why the Megillah is being read.
I mean, the person should know the story anyway from before. That the guy that doesn't understand the Lashon HaKodesh.
When you say he should, you're saying the average person does?
Right. Like.
Well, let's say he doesn't. I don't know. That's not necessarily why he's Yotze. It's not Yotze because he already knows. He's Yotze because he's going to get the basic idea from the experience that we're doing something because of the nace that happened. It's a very basic requirement, apparently. It's not such a high bar. I'm sorry, Dr. J, you want to say something earlier? Okay, so getting back to this issue, we had the question I think has been bothering a number of you, and that is, what happens over here that just because he's hearing Lashon HaKodesh, he could be Yotze. We have to really try to address that. Why Dafka and Lashon HaKodesh can be Yotze, even though he doesn't understand, but not in other languages. Now, you know, Matthew is on the fast track, so he has to leave in just a little while. I'll just mention it outside for his benefit, and then maybe we'll continue with it and we'll try to catch up tomorrow. But the Meiri basically says that the reason why other Lashonos, even though you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, might be worse because there's no Pirsume Nisa. Why? Because others don't understand it either. Mashenkein, when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, most people do understand it and they can explain it to him. Now that sort of dovetails here with what Rashi says. Rashi says he doesn't know what's going on, but he could turn to the person next to him and he could say, hey, you know, what are they saying? You know, just give me a basic idea of what they're saying. The guy next to him will tell him, oh, this means this. You know, they'll describe to him the whole story in outline form, obviously. And maybe he's saying a similar thing. The other language is very specific. We don't assume that the average person understands that language. We don't understand that the average shul goer necessarily understands lo'ozis. So in some way, you can't say it's the universal language of Pearson. Lashon HaKodesh seems to be the universal language of Pearson because it's assumed that the average person who is experiencing the mitzvah, the kriya, whatever it may be, does understand it. And it's a big chiddush to say that because
An interesting reason.
That's an interesting reason, yeah.
Right.
That's an interesting reason.
I was going to say that. I thought it was like part of the
experience. Wait, you said assumed or assumed?
So he's saying it back to Medina.
He's saying
it all really.
He's saying because most people really do understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now this fellow happens to be in the minority. He could still get the benefit of the experience by having others explain it to him. And that's why ultimately he'll come to get the Pirsum Manes. He'll get the Pirsum Manes. It's very similar to what Rashi writes. I mean, you wouldn't think that this is the pshat. If you ask me, without seeing the Rishonim, I wouldn't say this is the pshat. I would say, like Isaac was saying, maybe there's something special
about
Lashon HaKodesh. I don't really have to understand it.
Like
I don't have to understand
that,
it. Yeah,
like these,
that's it. This is the Maizah Mitzvah.
It's like the presume.
That's it. It's inherently presume Nisa. Whether you understand it or not,
right,
that is presume Nisa.
Like,
but if you say it in French, maybe that's lacking
so
in presume Nisa.
The
Miri is saying it's not necessarily inherent Pirsum and Yusuf. It's going
to
come to Pirsum and
Yusuf. Once you tie anything to like a specific assumption.
Look at Rashi. Alpha P. Shein Yodim Masha Shomen, Shoan Asa Shomen, Vomen Mahi Akriya, Hazu Ve'echaya Neis Modilan. Let's say it was in French. Why, according to Rashi, why should this be any worse if it was in French? They're reading in French. I don't understand French. So I'll ask the guy next to me. Can you explain it to me? You have to attribute to Rashi some idea like this also. Well, it's difficult. Now, let's say I'm in France.
And everybody around you knows French.
Let's say everyone else is French,
right.
And I hear French, I speak Spanish, and I ask the guy next to me, he could explain to me. I don't know, let's say he's multilingual, he's bilingual.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, I'm saying it needs to be understood a little bit better. Yeah.
I mean, what are the axioms that we're working with? Like, we're working with the fact that that all other languages are all other languages you can.
Well, let me just mention one other thing.
You cannot understand. You have to.
You can't be Yotze.
Right.
But there is something. Now I see where you're headed. The Mechtam. I didn't see it inside, but the Komei Tzahari quotes the Mechtam as saying that there's a difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Shaar Lashonos, similar to what the Meiri says. And he says that when the Gemara says that according to Rav and Shmuel, even Greek would work the same way Ashuris would work. What's the matter? You don't really understand Greek. It's all Greek to you. But yet, you could be Yotze. How could you be Yotze? Because during the time of Yoshua, says the Mechtam, during the time of Yoshua, most of the people spoke or understood Yavan. They understood Greek. Most of the Jewish population spoke Greek. And since most people understand it, there is Pesumei Nusa, even for the person who in particular doesn't understand it. Because one way or the other, we assume that this is effectuating a Pearson, and I guess it's kind of filtered down to him. I don't know if he's saying that. I want to back off from that. How would you explain the Gemara's question over here? According to this approach, let's say, you know, from Rashi and others that we discussed, what's the Gemara's question? When the Gemara says, hey, Lois Hashemah Ashuris, V'halo Yada Maika Amri, what's the Gemara's question? You're hearing a language that you don't understand. How can you be Yotze? Gemara is obviously bothered by the same question that it's, you know, that it's ending with, that it's answering, that it's resolving. What is that? Somehow the whole purpose of the mitzvah is Pirsum HaNeis. Now you're telling me that he could read it in a language that he doesn't understand, or it could be read in a language that he doesn't understand. How does that work? Oh, don't worry. The answer is don't worry, because the Pirsum HaNeis will come back by virtue of the fact that other people understand the language. And that's a big fish. Right? It's a pretty big fish.
That individual guy doesn't need to understand.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is...
makes sense. I mean, as long as the rove majority of people understand. What's the problem?
What about Rashi? Did you say the same thing for Rashi? Tosus wants to say that since Pirsumei Nisa is different, therefore you might be Yotze in the case of Megillah, but not for benching. Right? But others want to say from this that you can be Yotze. Right? They want to use this as a right that you can be Yotze. Let's just look at for a second back at our Gemara. Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. If you don't mind, back in Brachas. Let's look at the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, we'll start with the Rosh. You okay?
Yeah.
And then you have the Brachas over there. So you can take a look at the Rosh. So Rosh, Simon. No. Rosh Simon. The Rosh at the end of Simon Vav. Tanya Nami Hachi, Shnaim Sha'achlu, Mitzvah Lechale. See it? It's abbreviated. Tanya Nami Hachi.
How many?
It's about 5 or 6 lines up before the end of the Simon. Top left hand side of the page, Daf Lamed. About 6 lines up from.
I got the page, but I'm not sure the line.
Middle of the line, Tanya Nami Hachi. It's the same line as the Yud Gimel in parentheses. Same line as the little Yud Gimel in parentheses.
Okay.
Would you like to give it a try, Dr. J?
Tanya
Nami Hachi.
There's no one right. What?
Give me that command.
Which one?
That red one. Good, so Gemara said if you have two sofrim, two scholars, two people that know how to bench themselves, then one shouldn't bench for the other. But if you have one who doesn't know how to bench, then the one who knows how to bench can indeed bench for the other. Good.
Mikan rotsim lahavi raya de isha yotzah bebirkat hamazon b'shmi'ah.
She'ena mevina lashon hakodesh.
Ve'ena tzaricha levarech b'lashon shehi makira. Ve'en ra'ya mikan.
Stop. So he said, some want to say that you could bring a proof from here that women could be yotzos with birkas hamazon, even though they don't understand, from the case of sofer and bor. So the Rosh then goes on to say, no, but it's not a raya. Like Tosos. Tosos says some want to bring a proof, but it's not a good proof. All right, let's see why not. If it ain't raya mikan. Not a good proof. Did Dilma. Right, maybe when we say boar and sofer, we're talking about a certain type of boar. Namely.
He understands some of Russian Kodesh.
Exactly.
Can't formulate the bracha of the Ramazan himself.
Exactly.
Can't express it himself.
Exactly.
But in a yodeya levarech, Rashi hevi raya midetanan b'megina, we've just done that, aloez seshama ashurit yotza, av alpi she'ein.
Yes, I have a confession. I don't know where this Rashi is that he's talking about. No, he's saying Rashi brings a raya from there. Rashi bring a raya from that Gemara. I don't know where this Rashi is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can't bring a right from there because there's a special unique quality that you need for Mikra Megillah that might be satisfied even the lower standard. Pirsum Anisa. As surprising as that may be. Kedam Rasam Ravina. Like Ravina says, Akhtarnim Bene Aramachim Yadina Mayinihu. Ella Pirsum Anisa Shiny. Okay, so the Rosh basically does what Tosus does, except that he blames Rashi for bringing such a raya, right? So we'll refer to that sheet as the sheet of Rashi. The sheet of Rashi apparently is that you can yes be yotze as a woman, even if you don't understand. And the raya that he brings is from Megillah. So now we have machlokas. Machlokas between Rashi on the one hand, Tosos and the Rosh on the other hand, as to whether or not you can make a parallel between the case of Megillah and the case of Noshim and Birkas HaMazon. Let's just see, for good measure, let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah as well. We'll see that Rabbeinu Yonah also takes a position here.
In Brachot?
In Brachot, yeah.
Hey. How's it going?
Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is Venera. In the middle of Dibur HaMaskel, Vin Nira on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif. You see that? Od Nira B'mori Harav. Shehanoshim She'inan Mevinos Lashon HaKodesh. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down.
From the top?
From Vin Nira. No, not from the top. Big bold word, Venera. In the Ran. So, yeah. But the next one, not the first time he says that, when he says, Od Nira Lamori Harav. Od Nira Lamori Harav, Sheha Noshim, Sheinam Avinos Lashon HaKodesh, Tzrichos Lavorech Berkas HaMazon, La'atman, Ve'inam Niftaros, Bibracha Sheshomos, Meha Anoshim. The man damer sofer mavarech who bore yotzei zehu kishab bore eno yodei nusach habracha. That's where the bore doesn't know the way to say the bracha. Aval maven lashon hakodesh. Aval kishenam maven lashon hakodesh maven haloshon eno yotzei. But if it was a bore that really was so far afield that he didn't know how to say the bracha or understand it. Meaning he was even on a lower level, then he would not be Yotze. So once we say that, then Hachanami, Kevin Shisha Chayeves Birkas HaMazon, Ve'ena Mevina Lashna Kodesh, Ena Nefteres Bibracha Shashamas Meha Anoshim. Why? She'ena Mevina also. Mevian Raya, and they bring a Raya from the Gemara Megillah, which we've seen now, Halo Shashamash Uris. Avalim shomas b'loshon hakodesh afal pi she'ena mevina yotza ve'ein ze nira. Don't think that's a good raya. Ve'ein ze nira mishum d'lo domi hai no Megillah. You can't compare the Birkas HaMazon case to Megillah. To Megillah have a time mishum pirsum inisa ukesh shomeya osa ashuris ha'ikar pirsum inisa v'lochashinan im hi ena mevina. We don't say, oh, maybe he didn't understand, maybe she didn't understand. No, there is Pirsumi Nisa. There is Pirsumi Nisa. Aval Birkas HaMazon She'ena Tuliva Pirsum Vale Tzvicha She'tavin HaDvorim. But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, where it's not contingent on understanding, then we're not so concerned. I'm sorry, we're not interested in the fact that there's Pirsumi Nisa. There's no Pirsumi Nisa over here. Right? Pirsumi Nisa helps you in the case of Megillah, and therefore the understanding is not such a problem. But in the case of Berakas HaMazon, whereas Lendu Pirsumi Nisa, understanding is going to be Ma'akev, the ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Rosh, Tosos, all essentially say the same thing. Rashi, on the other hand, says, no, we're still, Rashi has cited by the Rosh, says, no, there's a good parallel. So what would you say? How would you explain Rashi? Why is Rashi comfortable bringing a raya from the Gemara in Megillah, which seemingly has a unique characteristic, i.e. Pirsumaneis, and say that that could serve as a basis for learning out the halacha regarding benching, and to say that the woman need not be able to understand what she's hearing to, in order to be yotzei? Why would Rashi be so comfortable? What would you say? And you have to say something along the lines of what Isaac was saying, that there's something inherent in Lashon HaKodesh that makes the thing that you're doing into something effective, into something efficacious that can't be accomplished when it comes to other languages. Why is Mikra Megillah for someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh? And whatever you're going to say about that, for Rashi, you'll say with regard to Berakas HaMazon as well. But somehow, you could produce Berakas HaMazon in Lashon HaKodesh because Lashon HaKodesh has a certain quality to it, even though it's not understood. But if I say in Spanish, or I say in French, and I understand French, it's not going to be helpful to be Mekayem the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah. I mean, what do we think about the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and other languages?
Why does it have that high?
Well, we don't think. When I say Lashon HaKodesh, I don't mean spoken modern Hebrew. Don't know Lashon HaKodesh. Language in which the Torah was given.
Right. That's why it has that higher set.
And it is be'etzem a language. If you will, God made this a language. Spanish and, I don't know, Latin, English, those things evolved on their own. They're not godly. Right? They evolved from... From certain root languages, root sounds that came from the Romance, the Romance languages, evolved from one.
Latin, the German, Dutch, English, Scandinavian, from the Proto to the Germanic.
Dr. James is a little bit of a linguist.
Which is
Russian? What about Russian?
Well, it's one of the Slavic languages. The earliest written form of Slavic language was about 13 centuries ago. It's referred to either as Old Church Slavonic or Old Bulgarian.
Yeah, even English, right? English is different once upon a time than it is today.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Ye Old English is there. You can understand most of it.
Exactly. Every
reading
once in a while.
Chaucer is a greater challenge, although we can understand almost all of it. But if you go back to before 1,000 years ago, you can't understand Beowulf. It's easier to understand modern French without any previous study than it is to understand Beowulf.
Yeah.
Which was probably written 13 centuries ago.
Purportedly in English.
Old English.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll see a lot of words that you know because
right.
We use the same words in slightly
today.
Modified form.
Right.
But
you see, Lashon HaKodesh is not like that. Lashon HaKodesh is, that's the language. God-given language, and it's basically immutable. Okay, today we have, like I said, you have modern Hebrew. Modern Hebrew borrows a lot from Lashon HaKodesh.
Well, the basis is from Lashon HaKodesh.
Exactly. what's on Yehuda Levi and others who developed certain aspects of Hebrew.
The Mishnah, one could see certain grammatical tendencies, particularly in the verbs.
So, if that's the case, now when I read the Megillah, I'm reading the Megillah on something that's, it's objectively Kriyas Megillah. You can't say this is not Kriyas Megillah. This is Megillah in the God-given language. Okay, this guy doesn't understand it. All right, nabach for him. He doesn't understand it, but you can't say that he's not experiencing Kriyas Megillah. Let's say the same thing for Berachas HaMazon, according to Rashi. Just like by Kriyas HaMegillah, we'll call that a Kriya, even though this particular participant or this particular listener doesn't experience it the same way as someone who understands it, you can't say that they're not hearing Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the way it was intended to be. That's the God-given language. You're saying this part of Tanakh. It's the way it was meant to be, so to speak. That's it. It's objectively a language. Mashenke, in the other languages, the person doesn't understand them, it's nothing. You can't tell me that is Megillah. It's not Megillah. That's a rendering of the Megillah into some other language, but for you it's meaningless. So how could you be Yotze? And that's Rashi's Taina. Rashi's Taina is once it's in Lashon HaKodesh, that is the thing that it purports to be. That's Mikra Megillah, and just like that's Mikra Megillah, I'll say that is Berkas HaMazon. How you don't understand it? Okay, never on you. You don't understand it. But you can't tell me that that's not Berkas HaMazon that you're listening to. But if you go sit down someplace and they're reading Berkas HaMazon in another language, and you don't understand that, that's nothing. That's only beneficial for someone that speaks that language, which is essentially a convention. Right? This is essentially what you're saying, Isaac, right? This is different. This is different than the approach of the Meiri. I mean, the Meiri and the Mechtam, they were saying that because other people generally understand Lashon HaKodesh, so the Pearson will take place. Pearson will occur. According to Rashi, the Pearson occurs because this is the Pearson. You did Mikra Megillah, so there is Pearson. So now the question is like this, according to Rashi. And I have a question, definitely an interesting chiluk here between Rashi on the one hand and these other Rishonim. I think typically we assume that when we speak about these types of cases, the Lois or Hanashuris and the reverse cases, we normally assume that the reason why you're Yotzei with Ashuras is because there's something to Ashuras. There's a certain status to Ashuras. So Rashi is going in that direction, like Isaac said, but it seems that these other Rishonim have a very different idea of why you're Yotzei. It's not that there's anything special about Ashuras. It's just that the average person does understand it, and therefore you could produce a Pearsum in that way. Okay, I think for today we'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue to flesh this out a little bit further. And I think Abraham and Avi will both be back tomorrow, so we'll be back in full swing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.